This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The first handgun created by a 3D printer has successfully fired shots, according to the company that created it, Defense Distributed. The test firing was confirmed by Forbes journalist Andy Greenberg. The man behind Defense Distributed is a University of Texas law student named Cody Wilson. He joined me in studio. What can you tell me about this gun?
I can tell you that it is made of ABS thermoplastic. It takes about 20 hours to print, all told. The barrels are treated with acetone to smooth the bore and reduce friction, and it's relatively robust.
And you're also making the design files, the CAD files, available online?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the CAD level data, the parametric level, like editable data, isn't out yet. It's sent to me. I just haven't got to push it. But the printable files are already available. They've been available for about 13 hours.
How difficult is it for someone to take those files and just print out a gun if they have a 3D printer? Do they need a special type of 3D printer?
Yeah, right now we've only proven the files on a Dimension SST. Which is a specific commercial-grade 3D printer. But it uses the same technology that the open-source printers use. I think it won't be that too difficult to kind of like reduce that design down to where an open-source printer can use it. We're maybe closer than we think.
So why are you doing this?
Well, okay, the why is a big one. There's no one reason. I mean, one is the pure kind of like experimental curiosity. Could it be done? But what's so attractive about if it could be done to me is the fact that I think it represents an important symbolic moment or perhaps a political signal. Especially at a time when all these actors on the Hill are pretending like we can control firearms and we can better regulate them. And no, I'm seeing a future, a vision of a future where that's not really possible.
Because people would be able to make them at home using a 3D printer?
This is just a technical demonstration that yet another means of production can reproduce a firearm. And of course, this can be done intimately, you know, personally, in the comfort of your own home.
Do you believe in any gun control?
No, not as traditionally conceived. No, I think it's, well, especially in like the American jurisprudential or political context, I read the Second Amendment like absolutely. So the right shall not be infringed.
Even for convicted felons or people with mental illness?
I think what you do there, that's how you handle the other rights in the Bill of Rights. You take someone before a judge and you say, like, this guy's an articulable threat. He's an imminent harm. He's a bad actor. He really needs his rights circumscribed or reduced, and, you know, I don't know the right word. And the judge will say, okay, yeah, he's dangerous. And then this is at least a more excusable way of limiting someone's rights. But never proscriptively, wholly, as a class, can we, like, prevent people from owning things.
So if this gun is made of plastics, basically, would you say?
It's a kind of plastic that can be extruded when it's heated up to a certain temperature.
Would it be able to get through a metal detector?
It's very possible. But at the same time, at least this gun requires a metal firing pin. We've put metal in it, and then, of course, the ammunition will probably set off a magnetometer. But there's a kind of that's an accident, and I'm not really interested if it can pass through metal detector. And in fact, in the modern security setups that we have, and we have backscatter X-ray and digital imaging, which would easily be able to see it and detect it.
How many shots can this gun fire?
With these actual pistols, we're only on the second prototype, and I haven't fired to failure. But the idea is that we've done barrel testing for quite a few months, and the barrels themselves in 380 break at, you know, 8 to 10 rounds. And so the idea is, like, once a barrel starts fatiguing or breaking down, you just pop it out and you put a new barrel in. So technically the gun could last a long time.
And what's the caliber of the round?
Right now the current caliber that we've had success with is the 380. We're going to look at the 9mm maybe this week, maybe next week. And we're interested in the 22 as well. That's a more, you know, it's a common round. Really common handgun rounds we're interested in seeing. But, you know, we may not have that much more success. Shotgun rounds don't work, for example.
Well, I wanted to ask you about what is the technical limitation of this technology? I mean, could you build an assault rifle, for example?
The way we've done it, no, you can't, because these are single-shot firings. There's no method of extraction. And in fact, the cartridge melts the bore a little bit, and you kind of pop it out after it. So it's really like a single-shot use and kind of like reload. So we were stepping back a little bit in the methodology of firearms, you know. So no, the system really isn't there. It's a very simplistic design.
What got you started down this whole path of trying to print a gun with 3D printing technology?
I had a conversation with a friend about a year ago, and we thought, well, is anyone doing this? Is this possible? Can this even be done? And then what really like got me motivated about it were all these, this ability to, one, experiment with some of these political ideas, but also unpack them and really, I don't know, test them out.
When you talk about these political ideas, can you explain them a bit more for me?
Well, sure. Like, so my political philosophy could be broadly described as maybe like sympathetic to traditional anarchism, at least as expressed by like Proudhon. I like backing into a lot of these people, like would call themselves revolutionary socialists or something. But I like to put it into like the 20th century, Tim May expressed a political philosophy called crypto anarchy, where we use the internet and we use cryptography to anonymize commerce and relationships and create peer-to-peer like anarchic relationships. And things like eBay and Amazon kind of prove this point out, that you can like conduct commerce with like pseudonymously and anonymously. Things like Bitcoin and even really printed guns like suggest to me that technology is disintermediating the state, and that in fact the state is no longer the most expedient way of achieving certain like human conditional, I don't know what, relationships or activities.
Are you enjoying all this attention you're getting about this?
No, I feel like this is my duty right now to basically put out the idea that the gun is now ready. And believe me, there were certainly moments along the way that I definitely enjoyed what was happening. I really liked at least the sense that I was affecting the debate, especially back when we thought background checks or semi-auto bans would happen. I mean, I really felt like I was in the fight. That was great. That was exhilarating. But now it's a little bit different because I'm going to go ahead and claim that I won this round, if that makes sense. And now I just need to know that people, I need to let people know.
So what's the next round?
Yeah, I don't know, really. We're probably going to have to really fight to protect the DIY community and the maker community from these Congress people. They're probably going to legislate on 3D printing here. And oh, I suppose I'll be blamed a little bit for that. But really, I see it the other way around. I mean, if these people want to maintain their freedom to tinker and their freedom to use new and exciting technologies, they should always expect these reactionary politicians to want to stop them. And they need to band together.
Well, Cody, thanks for coming to KUT.
Thank you.
Cody Wilson is a University of Texas law student who successfully test-fired a gun made with a 3D printer. The test was confirmed by a journalist from Forbes, Andy Greenberg. By the way, on Sunday, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York held a press conference, and he called 3D gun printing technology stomach-churning. He wants measures to make it illegal. This is KUT 90.5.